U.S. Senator Mark Begich has taken a definitive stand against the Pebble Mine. He told the Anchorage Daily News over the weekend that he can't support the proposed mine in southwestern Alaska. In doing so, he's broken away from the rest of Alaska's congressional delegation and his three Republican challengers. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Begich says it wasn't just the watershed assessment EPA released last week that convinced him. The assessment found that under likely scenarios, the gold and copper mine would destroy miles of salmon streams and wetlands, posing a significant risk to salmon and Alaska Native culture. The senator says he's also relying on what he's learned from people on both sides of the issue.
A lot of Alaskans, I mean thousands of Alaskans have contacted me on this. It's come clear to me that wrong mine, wrong place. Too big.
The senator says he doesn't believe it's possible for Pebble to proceed on the scale they've discussed without damaging the salmon the region depends on. But Begich says his views aren't intended to prevent the Pebble partnership from submitting a plan for formal review.
No, I mean, if they want to apply for the permits, that's their decision. I think what, you know, my position on it is, you know, no different than, you know, Senator Stevens or Governor Hammond or Governor Knowles, and that is, I've looked at the project, I've reviewed it. I've determined based on this that it's a mine that, you know, I'm not going to be supportive of.
The two Republicans in Alaska's delegation to Congress have focused their criticism on the process. They say it was wrong for the EPA to conduct a study when the mine hasn't submitted applications yet. And besides, it should be a state decision because the mine would be on state land. Senator Lisa Murkowski says Pebble should show the state its mine won't damage the fisheries. And if it can't, the project shouldn't move forward.
But I do think that there are criteria that it should be judged by. And right now, we don't have a plan in front of the state for consideration. So yes, it is, for me, it really is about the process that we're talking about here.
The three Republicans hoping to unseat Begich in November have also focused on the EPA's intervention. In a statement, former Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan says Alaskans are tired of Washington erecting hurdles to development. Attorney Joe Miller says the EPA is seizing powers beyond those the founders intended for the federal government. And Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, hitting a campaign theme, says the decision should be made in Alaska. They all accuse Begich of being in league with Washington bureaucrats, although the mine has significant opposition among Alaskans, too. Tim Bristol has been campaigning against Pebble on behalf of Trout Unlimited. Bristol says he thinks it's a dodge for Alaskan politicians to just blame the EPA.
I think that taking a position that you can't take a position because there isn't a plan, but then criticize the process, I think you're getting out on really thin ice with the Alaskan public because we know that there's a plan in place.
He says Pebble officials have spoken of the plan and outlined it in financial documents. John Shively, CEO of Pebble Partnership, says the EPA's science is limited and he calls Begich misguided. He says Pebble should be allowed to go through the permitting process and be judged there. And Shively says it irks him when people press his company to submit a plan, as Senator Murkowski did last summer.
We actually ought to be commended for taking our time. We've spent over $600 million. This is a complicated project. It is a large mine in a very sensitive area, just to start with. And then we need a transportation system, a road, a railroad, or pipelines. All those things are possibilities. We need a large port facility. We need 500 megawatts of power, which is almost about what Anchorage uses. So this project is complicated, and it takes time.
Northern Dynasty, the company that owns Pebble, has been pursuing the project for more than a decade. It says it may be ready to apply for permits later this year. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.